Chrissy rallied from her misery.
His horses didn't come home.
Maybe the monsters got them too,
said Brown Limper.
Johnny did not believe there were any monsters. He went to find the great village of the legend.
Oh, there are monsters, all right,
said Jimson.
It is blasphemy to doubt the legends.
Then why don't they come here?
The mountains are holy.
The snow closed the passes before the horses could come home. That is, if the monsters didn't get them too.
The older men looked at him, frowning him to silence.
Chrissy, you are to put aside this foolishness and permit the young men to court you. It is quite obvious that Johnny Goodboy Tyler is gone.
When the year has gone by, I shall go down to the plains.
Chrissy,
said Clay,
this is simply a suicidal idea.
Chrissy looked into the fire. Johnny's scream echoed in her ears from the nightmare. It was completely true what they said. She did not want to live if Johnny was dead. And then the sound of the scream died away, and she seemed to hear him whisper her name. She looked up with a trace of defiance.
He is not dead.
The three council members looked at each other. They had not prevailed. They would try again some other day. They ignored her and fell to discussing the fact that Parson Staffer wanted a funeral when he died. There wouldn't be much in the way of food, and there were problems of digging in the frozen ground. Of course, he was entitled to a funeral, for he had been parson and maybe even mayor for many years. But there were problems. Chrissy realized she was dismissed, and she got up, eyes red with more than smoke, and walked to the courthouse door. She wrapped the bear skin more tightly about her and looked up at the wintry sky. When the constellation was in that same place in spring, she would go. The wind was cutting keen, and she pulled the bear skin even tighter. Johnny had given her the bear skin, and she fingered it. She would get busy and make him some new buckskin clothes. She would prepare packs. She would not let them eat the last two horses. When the time came, she would be all ready to go. And she would go. A blast of wind from High Peak chilled her, mocked her. Nevertheless, when the time came, she would go.